Hey friends, thanks for sticking with me this long as we go into the life of Joseph. Last time it was just a beautiful ending of Joseph being reunited with his brothers, them recognizing that this was their brother standing in front of them. Jacob, whose heart had been broken for so many years, was pieced back together again so powerfully, just an awesome way. And so Jacob and his whole family, they moved to Egypt. One interesting thing is that when the brothers left Joseph to go tell their dad that Joseph was alive, Pharaoh had heard about this. Like, the Pharaoh had heard about what was going on, and he was so excited that Joseph had family that was going to be moving in. He said to the brothers before they go, you know what? Don't worry about any of your possessions before, you know, when you move here. Just bring yourselves. We will give you everything that you need when you come to Egypt. You can just leave all your stuff behind. And you won't have to worry about a thing. We're just so glad that you're going to be here. So then the whole family moves back, and Jacob is reunited with his son Joseph, and it's just awesome. And the family lives together for a number of years. They make it through the famine, but remember that Jacob, the father, he was already a pretty old man when he moved, and so eventually Jacob died, and so the father, you know, the father of the family, he passed on, and this made the other brothers a little bit nervous, because they thought that, well, maybe now that dad's gone, maybe now Joseph is really going to let us have it. Maybe now that dad's gone, he's going to take it out on us. Maybe he's been holding back. Maybe he really hasn't forgotten, you know, just how much pain that caused him. And now that dad isn't around to witness anything, and because he can do pretty much anything he wants in Egypt, now we should really be afraid of our brother. And so they bury their dad, and then the brothers come and they talk to Joseph, and it seems like they made something up. That they said to Joseph, hey, before dad died, they said to Joseph, dad said that after he dies, you should be kind to your brothers yet, and don't take it out on them. Just, you know, be really, really nice to your brothers, because they're good kids and they were really stupid back then. And so it seems like they made that up, but really they were very much afraid that Joseph was going to have it out. He was just going to take out his built up anger and frustration on them and just be done with them. And then, do you know what happened? Do you know what Joseph did after the brothers said that to him? He cried. He's a crier. That's okay. But he cried. He looked at his brothers and he said, I'm not in the place of God. Like, if God forgives so freely, then I forgive you too. And you don't need to be worried that I'm going to punish you. You don't need to be worried that I'm going to hurt you. I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm not going to every day evaluate you to see if you really are sorry enough to get my love and to get my attention and my care. He said, I'm just gonna love you. And then he said something really interesting. He said, you intended to harm me all those years back then, but God intended this whole thing for something really good. And that's a really key phrase when it comes to forgiveness. If anyone ever tells you the phrase, like, in order to forgive, you have to forget, that's not true. Joseph didn't forget. He said, you intended to harm me. I remember that. You intended to harm me, and it hurt. I haven't forgotten. But God, he said, but God intended it for good. He just said, you know what? Instead of trying to take that out on you, instead of placing that responsibility in my hands, I'm just going to place it in God's hands and trust that this whole situation is better off in God's hands. And that's what forgiveness is. You know, forgiveness isn't for forgetting that something happened. It's not saying that it was okay. You know, he didn't say that it was okay. It's just saying, you know what, God is bigger than it, and I'm going to let God do whatever God does. And God chooses, like we've talked about so many times over these last 2 weeks, he chooses to forgive. He chooses to love, even when we don't deserve it. And then we go back to his other phrase where he said, am I in the place of God? That's really our responsibility, is to treat each other just like God would treat us, and just like God does treat us. In fact, there's a passage in the book of Matthew, another book in the Bible, where Jesus himself, he talks about forgiveness and about how it shows up in our lives. And he said, if you don't forgive the people who sin against you, God's actually not going to forgive you. But if you do forgive, then well, of course your Heavenly Father is going to forgive you. And that might sound scary, like, oh my goodness, am I supposed to be really good at forgiving in order for God to love me? And that's not necessarily what Jesus is saying. He's just saying, this is our purpose, and this is our responsibility, to show the world the love of God, which is a hard love to put into practice. And Jesus knows that. He's patient with us. He's full of mercy. He's understanding. He knows it's not always easy for us to treat others the way that God treats us. But the only people in the whole world who can show the world the love of God are the people who know that they've been loved by God and who know what a great gift that is. We've all been given a great gift, and our job is to show it to everybody around us, just like Joseph did. And how did that turn out for him? Turned out pretty well, didn't it? God continued to love him. God continued to take care of him, just like he always will for you. We'll see you soon.